Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Bammer movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
A couple of movies came out within the last week or so that are doing really, really well, and they are truly feel-good movies. The first of those is Wonder, about a little boy, as they put it in the publicity for the movie, with facial differences.
It's they give it a name. It's called Treacher-Collins syndrome, and it causes a disfiguration. Mm-hmm. But the boy has a lot more problems than that. He's had, I don't know, like 25 different plastic surgeries, yeah. And he has other physical problems as well. But he's going into the fifth grade, and in this town, that's middle school. And up to this time, he's been homeschooled by his mom, who happens to be played by Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm. The boy is Jacob Tremblay, who was made such a big splash in Room several years ago. And he is now 11. He was probably only 10 when the movie was made, and he's a kid, this very small kid anyway. But he goes to school, and he's never been around other people, but just driving around, I mean, just walking around the streets, he's subject to a lot of stares and whatever. So it's going to be quite hard. And he's bullied something fierce. And what I called it was, he went at the bullying capital of the world, the middle school cafeteria.
That's he did the truth.
That's yes. And the other kids are all so well played. And there's one who remains a bully throughout. He isn't ever redeemed. But anyway, it's an in-depth study of this family. Owen Wilson is the father. And they're all have flaws, but they're really fascinating, and it's a wonderful feel good movie, and not syrupy, not too
right. One of the reviews said the greatest virtue of Wonder is that it hides any hint of cheap sentimentality.
Right, exactly. The little boy won't put up with it. He's brilliant, by the way. He needs to be in school, so he can be challenged by science and courses that his mother's not that strong in. But he won't allow it. He doesn't want people to feel sorry for them. And he does sometimes go around with an astronaut helmet on. And when he finally puts that away, you know, he's come a long way.
Hmm. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Bammer movie critic. Now, the other one I had reference to as we began is the animated Disney movie Coco.
It's my favorite in a long time. It's Pixar and Disney, and they're together now.
Right.
And Pixar has never had a flop, and they've had Cars 2 or whatever wasn't quite so strong. But this one, I put it up there with their very finest, because it's original. They haven't done anything we've seen before, and I learned a lot. I did not know. I thought the Day of the Dead was some kind of a Halloween kind of thing. And it's really not. It's honoring the dead, probably the way we think of in other cultures, maybe like the Japanese, where it's a three-day holiday, and the people go to remember the spirits, and they actually go and have picnics at the cemetery.
This is based on the Dia de Muertos celebration.
Dia de Muertos,
Hispanic culture.
It's just about a little boy named Miguel who wants to play the guitar and sing, but his family doesn't allow music in the home because of something that happened a long time ago. He steals a guitar from a memorial for this famous superstar Mexican performer, and somehow he's transformed or goes into the underworld, the other side, and he's in here with all these skeletons who have kind of mask-like faces, but it's all done for comedy. There's not anything scary for the kids, and he gets to meet his relatives and quite a few. Anyway, it's quite a good story, has good moral to it, and also just a really heartening cultural presentation of Mexican people and this wonderful tradition that they have.
One review said both respectful and educational.
Right.
Now we're almost out of time, but we're coming into the Christmas season as far as movies are concerned. What are some of the things, just very quickly, that get with big buzz in the next
the next Star Wars,
right,
which comes out right before Christmas. and is getting, it's secret, but I'm hearing great things about it. I'm really hearing good things. Two billboards outside Hibbing, Missouri has already been listed for possible Oscars for the film itself, and Frances McDormand and maybe Woody Harrelson, who
are in it. It'll get the Oscar for the strangest movie title of the year.
The longest title, yes. And The Shape of Water, which is a masterpiece, and it's done by Guillermo del Toro, and it's just something to see. It's a surreal fantasy Cold War tale. It's very good.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.